Dear friends of the Bellworth Park Catholic community, this is Father Scott with another reflection. But before I begin my reflection, since it's going to be recorded and placed on the website for November 15th, let me ask you this. Soon after, 10 days later, is Thanksgiving. Have you begun to make any plans for Thanksgiving? Because we know Thanksgiving this year is going to be quite different than other years. Will people even want to gather? How many will be allowed to gather? Who do you not allow to come? Who are you happy that they're not coming? So leading up to Thanksgiving, I want to take a look this year at the people who might attend. And you know how I want to look at it? From the aspect of resentment. You know, normally around the holidays, we're around people that we don't see during the rest of the year, or hardly see them. Let's say you're not hosting the dinner, either Thanksgiving or Christmas, and you're going to be at that, and there's going to be in-laws, outlaws, other people that for some reason you feel resentment towards them. Now, why? Did they hurt you? Did they neglect you? Did you catch them talking behind your back and saying negative things? We can't hang on to resentment. It'll eat you up. You know, anger is one letter short of danger. And if we live with resentment, it dries up our heart, it dries up our spiritual life, it causes painful times in family. I like to say when people have to be around those that they're not particularly fond of, the best prayer you can say is, Jesus, stand between us. Jesus, stand between us. Because if you put Jesus between you and the other person, Jesus will filter out the harsh feelings, it'll fill out the resentment. Because we have to always see other people, even our enemies. We have to see them through the eyes of God, because God does not make junk. God loves all his children. That's why people were shocked, you know. Leading up to the elections, I was saying, you don't like that candidate? Pray for them. I don't like that person. One person told me, I wish this person was dead. Well, that's not the best Christian attitude to have in the first place. But then I say, we're supposed to pray for them. I don't want to pray for that person. Well, I'm not really asking you to pray for that person. Jesus is asking you to pray for that person. Pray for our enemies. Do good for those who hurt us. Thanksgiving will come and go. But here's the question for you. How are you going to take on Thanksgiving? You know, this is really what I call the only national holy day. It's really like a holy day for people. You get around, you spend time together, da, 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 da. So whoever you're with, it's Thanksgiving. Pray for them. Interact with them as a Christian. Ask God to bless them. And in doing all of that, God will bless you. God will look on you and smile on you. So may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he turn his face to you and have mercy on you. May he smile on each and every one of you and give you peace. God bless you.